Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for a bunch of clowns with zero journalistic integrity to debate the news. It's News or Not.
Thank you very much, God. Appreciate it. Christopher Columbus High School in Florida is having their high school prom. And the theme of this year's prom is Welcome to the Jungle.
You know where you are?
You know?
You're at the prom, baby. And you're gonna die. No!
I'm sorry. Easy, Van.
Sorry, man.
Or was that the other guy?
That was Axel.
That was Axel, yeah. So, I have news audio explaining to you what happens when some kids' parents and wildlife experts are not happy that a tiger was brought in a cage into the high school prom.
All right. Now, this just happened on an episode of Vice Principals.
I believe the series finale of Vice Principals.
And it actually killed some people at the school.
One of the greater comedies of the last 10 years, by the way, Vice Principals.
Yeah, the tiger gets free and starts mauling people. So is that what they were upset about? They didn't want the tiger to maul people?
Well, you're going to hear a lot of things because not everyone's upset about it. So mixed reactions.
Okay.
Let's let the newscaster take it from here.
Prom night this year for Christopher Columbus High School, one student won't soon forget as a live tiger in a cage is wheeled out onto the dance floor. The jungle themed dance sparking concern and from some outrage.
Every year they try to make it as cool as possible.
But cool or cruel, these images fueling that debate. You can see the tiger pacing back and forth as fire dancers twirl flames just feet away from the cage. A clear sign, says wildlife expert Ron McGill, that the tiger was stressed.
For people who think that tiger was not stressed, you just need to look at its behavior as it's pacing back and forth. It's just looking for a way to get out of that enclosure.
And this wasn't the only animal at prom that night. Students were able to interact with a fox, a lemur, and macaws, and caged birds were used as centerpieces.
You know, I understand the school's effort to try to give a memorable experience to their students, but having said that, we're beyond the time where we're exploiting animals strictly for the entertainment value.
One student we spoke with saying he doesn't condone using animals for entertainment, but says to him, the tiger seemed okay.
He was never forced to perform, so it's not like the tiger was abused or sort of made to do something he didn't want to.
The school releasing several statements over the last few days, the most recent saying they regret the decision. The statement goes on to say, we will immediately evaluate our current policies and procedures regarding all school activities and events. We can assure the Columbus community and all who have expressed concern that we are sorry. We have learned a great deal from this experience.
That is not the right way to treat these animals. That's not the way to respect these animals. And hopefully an incident like this will not occur in the future.
Golly, there's so much here. Yeah, this is a brilliant story. First of all, I won't let my kids go to any school until I know their tiger policy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to get that out of the way. Several funny things from this, but let's just start and let's go in order. let's talk about the tiger being stressed. So this guy's acting like the tiger is stressed because he's at prom and in a cage. Well, once you took him out of the jungle, he's pretty much most of the time going to be in a cage. If not, he's in an enclosure, you know, an enclosed area that is like a cage, similar in, when compared to the jungle where, I mean, it's like, so what are you saying that he never should have been captured? I mean,
this is a very minor part of his crusade. He spends a lot of time outside zoos, circuses, and any other wildlife act. He's furious with what's happening in Vegas with Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
This is just a really minor part of what his everyday existence is. He just wants animals in the wild.
When I hear stuff like this, and I hear this guy getting so upset about this tiger having to go to a prom and sit in a cage and it being stressed, Does this guy react that way when he sees human beings abused?
I bet he does.
I mean, are you just as outraged? Are you just as out there vigilant in your cause to fight for human rights as you are for tiger rights?
Yeah, I think he's probably like, if he sees a four-year-old in a hot car, he's probably ticked off about it, yeah. I would imagine. What's great, though, because here's my thoughts here, is that the tiger, and if you watch the video, it really is nervously walking around with fire dancers,
yeah.
and it's on a dance floor, and the lights are off, and club music is playing.
He wants to eat that fire dancer. I can promise
you. You can tell the tiger did one out. You yeah. actually could. Like, it was. I'm just saying, as a guy who's not at all an animal expert, the tiger was nervous. Mm-hmm. It's clear in the video. Mm-hmm. The tiger did not want to be there.
Normally, the tiger loves being enclosed with all kinds of people around it. But the dance music in the enclosure, boy, did that do a number on said tiger.
Now, what about the fact that the tiger wasn't asked to perform, as one high school student said?
Hey, well,
I don't think it's a big deal. We didn't ask him to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, we had him there, but we didn't make him perform. I mean, good God.
That poor tiger's bouncing on a beach ball, juggling with its paws, just sweating, just hoping he can entertain all these kids.
And how rich are the kids at this high school when you've got foxes right? and lemurs and macaws and tigers and every table has a caged bird? And they were talking about that like that was another problem. I mean, I don't understand. There's caged birds. There are pet birds everywhere.
We have to cage them or they'll fly away. Don't you understand? They're like prisoners, man. Well, if you don't put the prisoners in jail, they'll run off. So we got to put them in the cage. Don't you understand? How else do we get birds on our tables at a high school dance?
Is the risk worth the reward, though, bringing a tiger into the prom? I mean, let's think worst case scenario. Tiger gets out. Some kids die.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the risk is not worth the reward.
Dude, think about who's in charge of that tiger.
Don't appreciate you.
It's coming to a high school where maybe the person in charge is a person who can't, like, get a projector to work or can't get the PowerPoint presentation to get pulled up, but you're asking them to take care of the tiger?
I think, we're probably talking about a wealthy neighborhood where they hired people. But
it's near Miami, so.
I just know from recent experience that my wife, who is not a wildlife expert, might have been involved in doing some stuff for the last school dance.
Oh.
So my point is that, I imagine some wealthy parents got in the mix here.
Yeah.
And said, I want my son's final school dance to have tigers. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that tigers and fire dancers are at his final dance. It's his senior year, Bob.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like, hey.
We have to do this for him.
Was there any concern over the fire that was being thrown about all over the place
in
the school
Ron.
By the fire dancers?
That kid's on fire, but what if that tiger gets out?
Right?
What if that fox catches on fire?
Does anybody care about the lemurs? What are the lemurs doing right now?
Well, the lemurs were not asked to perform, all right? They were just smoking cigarettes and taking a smoke break.
And they were sweating it because lemurs are not talented.
No.
Now, one thing they didn't have at this prom was snapping turtles. Now it's time for this.
Monkeys. Bears. Snakes. Crocs. Duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ben and Skin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Thanks again, God. Working overtime today.
Word.
So May and June, and we are in May, clearly. It feels like June, but that is the months of the year in which snapping turtles, female snapping turtles, emerge from wherever they're at and start laying eggs.
Gross.
Okay? So
emerge from wherever they're at?
Yeah, like they're usually hiding, in the midst. And
hiding,
now,
but hiding from what?
They're on a platform.
Did you say in the midst?
Like in a catcher's mitt?
No. In the midst. They're close to us, but we can't see them.
Okay.
But now they're coming out to lay eggs.
Okay.
And we're seeing them.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're playing that Donna Summer song.
Right. They got pregnant when they were hiding?
Point is.
Love to love you, baby.
Story coming out of Pittsburgh. I'm coming out. That was Diana Ross.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, close. In Pittsburgh, they're actually warning in some local neighborhoods that have a lot of snapping turtle population. don't be grabbing these snapping turtles. They'll bite your hand off.
That's right.
Now, I was warned about those. We had some back in Olney. We had a few back on the golf course. They were smaller. We had one big turtle, but it was more of just a big, gigantic tortoise. We in the ponds, we did have some snapping turtles, so you had to be careful, okay? Now, Ben, you found some audio of something that's just incredible.
Yeah, so I grew up on a creek. I'd always heard of a snapping turtles, and I think a crick or creek, isn't that like the groin or growing? Everybody says it a different way. Or orange and orange. Mm-hmm. Everybody says it different ways.
No, just you.
And so, I was always scared of snapping turtles. That was kind of the biggest, baddest thing, or that or a water moccasin, but... there's this guy, and it reminded us of this old show, Call the Wild Man. And so we pulled it up while we were prepping for the show and started cracking up looking at these highlights. So we've got a little bit of a montage. This is the old show, Call of the Wild Man. It's this dude with no teeth who would go jump into ponds and pull out snapping turtles and stuff like that when they were causing a problem. And he's got a hype man who's standing on the shore while this dude's underwater for minutes at a time. And going, hey, man, did you get the turtle yet? And it's really awesome. Let's all now remember the snapping turtle greatness of Call of the Wild Man.
Turtle Man's got his hands full wrestling a monster snapper in the Patterson family pond.
There's that log. Be careful.
But this turtle won't give up without a bite.
Oh, I got bit. When a turtle bites you, the longer you stay in his mouth, the more he starts twisting, it just gets deeper and deeper.
Are you all right? It's got my shoe! Oh, man.
Lucky for Turtle Man, the snapper only took a bite of sneaker, barely missing his foot.
Sometimes I think Ernie cares more about catching this next big turtle than he cares about his own health. That's a tank, buddy.
This 50-pound turtle has to be what ripped down that tree limb.
Catch your breath. Get this rope out of the way.
Man, what a turtle.
That guy sounds like the gambler from Windstar that night.
Dude, what I wouldn't pay to be privy to most of the dazzling conversations between Turtle Man and Carl. It seems like they had a lot to talk about. The other thing that's great is the use of music in that piece. Yes. I mean, they just switch from real dramatic string stuff to here's slide guitar to here's a hillbilly picking a banjo. They're all over every stereotype you can figure out, just musically slamming it in there.
He got my shoe! I think he's underwater again.
Hey, be careful. It's going to bite you under there.
He's going to have to come up at some point.
I mean, these are the two least interesting people of all time in terms of conversation.
Those guys are good in heavy traffic.
It makes them so entertaining to watch, though.
Oh, it's great.
Neither of them has a front tooth.
Think those guys use self-checkout at the grocery store?
I don't think those guys have a grocery store within 100 miles of where they
live. You cannot email those guys. There's not a chance.
He's down in the Patterson Pond getting groceries.
Have you met my wife and sister, Doris?
One name. His sounds like the Windstar gambling guy.
It does. The guy looks like John. That's the John Blake guy, right?
Yeah, the guy from Windstar.
Oh, my God. All right, good stuff there. News are not in around the wildlife. We continue to broadcast from Top Golf at the Colony.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.